Monday they had that meeting, you know, and I'm like, what do they hope to accomplish? They're not going to agree on
anything. Well, usually the outgoing president would meet with the incoming president.
But isn't it just for like tea and croissants or something, you know?
Nah, man.
Some crackers or something.
You're not a good American.
That's a relief.
Yeah, you're not
a good that's a relief, man.
You're not proud of America. It irritates me when people like you ain't proud of being American.
I know. Forgive me.
It was like
Jimmy Reed. Yeah, it'll go from here. Bum bum, and then up to here. Bum bum.
Oh.
And then you go to here. Dun dun, and you do that like da da da. Right? You watch this, watch this. That bass sounds so much better than this one. Pop has more than 1, 4, 5 in it.
Right.
But blues is always just 1, 4, 5, right? And the 12-bar blues has two forms, the standard form and the quick change form. The standard form is 4 bars of 1. And then 2 bars of 4. Back to 2 bars of 1. Now, 1 bar of 5, 1 bar of 4, back to 1 bar of 1, and we call the turnaround the last bar. So that's the standard form, right? So if we're in 4 bars of 1, we're going to do 4 beats each bar, right? Each bar's got 4 beats, right? So we're going to go, I'll keep the drums on here for a sec, I'll show you what I'm talking about. Back to the one chord. bars of five.
Thank you.
not blues, it's really Latin song.
Is that's bass or that's a switch tree?
Well, either one, it's just called a chart, where they give you the chords. The melody's in treble, so the melody would be on a guitar or a flute or a sax or anything that plays that melody. The bass, we just watch the chords. So I'll be going G to D, A to D, G to F, E flat to C, follow these chords, and that's how you read a chart. You just follow the chords.
Oh, okay.
And then the other, you know, you sort of have to know how to play over each chord. We'll cover that another time.
Or no, oh, yeah, that's all right.
Stick to the blues. Like for this, you follow the chords here. So this is a House of Rising Sun, so it's in six. So it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six beats, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3. Now back to top. 3, 4, 5, 6, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now second eight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 2, 3, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, I see what you're doing. On A, 1, 2, 3, it's 6 beats in there.
6 beats on each chord, yeah.
Right, I'll see.
That's
A.
A 6-8 feeling. Mm-hmm. You ever heard the song, House of the Rising Sun?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You want it?
Yeah, I can try that.
Okay, I'll write the 6-8 on it so you remember
it. Yeah, yeah, I see what you're saying now, yeah. So when you use the A, which is
4, 5, 6.
Then you're going to
C.
C, which is
right there.
Which is here.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Then D.
D. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And F would be right there.
But
2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Then back to A.
1, 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. C. Now E, you can do it here, or you're open.
They could.
Or you could alternate. Got some variation to it.
That kind of did pretty good, didn't
it? Hell yeah. Here, that's yours. That's House of the Rising Sun.
Yeah, I can see that, yeah. It tells you what string you're on, too, though.
It tells you, on for guitar, when we got this dotted line, that means don't play that string.
Gotcha.
Strum the chord, but avoid that one. That's going to sound bad. So you're just reading this. That's the
up
first
top.
Mm-hmm. The first note of the chord is C, and you go to the note on the bass. And
right.
Yeah, that's how you read a chart. Here, I'll write the notes down here. So we got.
Want to cut it off real quick while you're writing that? That bass sound much better, didn't it?
Very much.
It did. It sounded more like a bass in it than my other one. That's real cheap. You got a price on this. $29.
You want to sell you that for $29?
That's what's on the price.
Cheap ones.
I am going to find a cheaper one. It's been 29 bucks for this thing here.
Got an old belt that you've been busted and buckle.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I do. That's an old belt.
You know, I think we have an old ones in there. I don't need a brand new.
Too bad you dropped that one.
I saw one laying down here.
Yeah, try that one. That looks like a saxophone strap.
Yeah, that's a strap. Yeah.
So here's the notes here, okay, so we got... So when you're playing the chords, you look, you don't really have to, all you gotta do is look at the first letter.
Yeah.
And that's the safe landing zone. If you just hit that note, you're fine. If you know the chord, you can play the other notes in the chord. Tastefully. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But to be safe, just land on the root.
Which is the...
The note.
The note. The F, the A, the C,
that's the
D.
That's the safety zone. Yeah. And if you play a song and you only play the roots, you won't screw anybody up. It won't be too exciting, but they'll still give you a check.
Yeah.
Because you held the band together, you didn't veer off, you know? Like, some bass players like to veer off, you know? Unless they're good at it. You can lose everybody, right?
Yeah.
But the guys that are good at it don't lose anybody because they know how
to... They know when to come in and when to veer off and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's what people are good.
Yeah, they've been playing long enough they can tell.
Right.
But when you are trying to just hold it together, man, just stick to the roots... It's like Roscoe Beck says, you know, simple but it works. They'll still give you a check, man. When all is said and done, you will get paid for playing the roots.
That's what good thing.
And you'll get called again for the next gig too, because you didn't veer off and screw everybody up. Whereas everybody else does that. They veer off and guys get lost, you know.
When somebody new try to play together, they don't.
Yeah, the bass player always veers off, you know, and if the guy's not good enough, sometimes he gets lost. And then everybody gets lost, and then that's like we call a train wreck.
Right. It don't sound good.
No, the audience is just like, you know, cringing and stuff.
Well, isn't like when I used to play in the high school band. If a trombone is off and a trumpet off, it don't sound good. You can tell when somebody's off. You can tell somebody when what note was that? Yeah. Even I can tell when I hit a wrong note right here. Playing or something.
Yeah. The only thing that can cover it up is if you're in perfect timing. But if your timing's off, oh.
It sounds, yeah.
But if your timing's on, but you play the wrong note, it still kind of bulldozes through, you know what I mean?
Okay. Oh, God. So I'll see you Saturday about 4 o'clock?
4 o'clock, man. I'll write it in.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be great, because that way I could study all morning and not have to.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Because if I start studying at 9 in the morning, I'll stop at about 1:30.
Uh-huh.
And just come up here, grab a little quick bite to eat, and come on up. It's 4.5 hours of studying. It's the long period is still like 4 hours.
That's a month.
It really sinks in that way, you know what I mean? But if I take an hour and do something else and come back, it's like I gotta just get my bearings straight.
Studying is like you say, you have to study. Like when I practice, I don't like to practice 15 minutes. I like to practice at least a good hour. Yeah. That's when I don't like starting unless I have something to do. I like to practice a good hour at home. You know, just one thing you do all the time.
They've had studies where they've proven that guys who take like seminars or martial arts seminars, mm-hmm. if the seminar is like a 3-day seminar, they retain a lot more of it if it's a marathon, you know, 12-hour days for 3 days than they do if they take individual lessons.
Right.
Over a long period of time, you know. I guess a long marathon really makes you retain it better.
Yeah. Let me go. You got somebody coming in?
Supposed to be.
Supposed to be. Hmm.
It's gonna come to 5 though. I marked off your time for you.
Okay.
I'll take care of you.
I really do appreciate it.
Yeah.
My wife said, he'll make you up. I said, well, I'll pay. You help people who pay. You know, she knows what you mean. I said, I'm always on the first, he gets a check whether I show up or not.
Well, yeah, I mean,
because I keep my space.
You
have to
keep your space.
That's right.
You can't make another space. She understands.
I'm standing up a little bit better.
Good, good, good.
Okay.
All right, man. We'll see you later.